A lot of things had to go wrong last night for the U.S. men's national soccer team to miss the cut for next year's World Cup. And all of them did go wrong in spectacular fashion. The U.S. team suffered a surprise defeat against tiny Trinidad and Tobago. Trinidad's go-ahead goal was actually scored by an American player who miskicked the ball into his own net in, as I said, pretty spectacular fashion. But also Panama and Honduras scored surprise victories against Costa Rica and Mexico, respectively. Bottom line, the U.S. men will miss the trip to the World Cup for the first time since 1986. Roger Bennett co-hosts the Men in Blazers soccer show and podcast for NBC Sports. Roger, how bad is this for U.S. soccer?
It is. It's U.S. soccer's red wedding, Marco. No one saw this coming, as the mighty U.S., having absolutely pummeled their last threat, Panama, on Friday night. And on the night, I have rarely seen a team that played so well on Friday then just play like an army of the dead. On Tuesday night, they were just helpless. They were hopeless. They were doomed. They were less football players. They were more men who felt that they had no free will and were just doomed to follow their fate. And that fate was awful.
So what bad mojo settled on the U.S. national team?
It's hard to tell, as Hillary Clinton would ask, what happened. I'll have to wait for that volume to be written. I will say, qualifying for the World Cup, the U.S. have had a phenomenal run. It's not a birthright. They've had seven straight World Cup tournaments. No team qualifies forever.
Yes, so how does U.S. soccer fix this now?
You know, I look to Germany. In the year 2000, they had an awful year for their national football program. And instead of mourning, they practically, strategically looked at the core issues of the way they were training players, young players, the way they were training their coaches, their whole system of youth development. And they went through an incredible process where they honestly asked themselves the hardest questions, invested huge amounts of money strategically, and 15 years later, they won the World Cup. So I'm a big believer, even in this hour of darkness, and Marco, it really hurts. It's incredibly painful. It was humbling last night. It was embarrassing. It was deeply humiliating. But in this moment of darkness, I hope there'll be light. There'll be serious repercussions at every level of U.S. soccer. The World Cup next summer will still be a ratings buster, even without the U.S. in it. There'll be U.S. players that are old and familiar who've been great servants of the U.S. national team who will not play for the U.S. again. We will start playing young stars, battle-hardening them for the future. And I believe if you in America can put a Starbucks on every corner in the world, send a man to the moon, create Amazon, the rededicating yourself to true World Cup competition in your positive can-do spirit, that too is within your reach.
I don't know, man. I don't know how we can make America great again if the U.S. isn't even invited to the World Cup.
I'm sure Nikki Haley is going to go to the floor of the UN, even as we speak, and say that the World Cup in Russia should be pulled off on moral grounds.
Roger Bennett, co-host of the Men in Blazers on NBC Sports. We'll be mourning this one for a while, but thanks anyway.
Courage, Marco.
Yeah, by the way, the U.S. women's soccer team has never failed to qualify for the World Cup. Just saying.